Anchorage voters throughout the municipality will decide five propositions on the April 6th ballot. Four involve bonds with a combined total of just over $40 million. The fifth proposition is a proposed land exchange. Proposition 1 is for Anchorage Roads and Drainage Service Area Road and Drainage Bonds. At $37,090,000, it's the largest of the municipality's bond propositions. If approved, nearly three dozen projects scattered across the Anchorage Bowl will receive funding. The estimated cost to retire the bonds is $23.68 per $200,000 of assessed valuation. Operations and maintenance costs are estimated at 56 cents per $200,000. All voters citywide will decide Proposition 1, but only property taxpayers in the Anchorage Roads and Drainage area would pay for the bonds. That area includes much of the Anchorage Bowl, but not Girdwood, Eagle River Chugiak, or most of the hillside. Proposition 2 is area-wide public safety capital improvement bonds. It requests $250,000 for purchase and equipping an ambulance for the Sand Lake Fire Station. If approved, property taxpayers throughout the municipality would cover the Proposition 2 bonds. The cost is listed as 12 cents per $200,000 of assessed valuation to retire the bonds. The operations and maintenance costs would raise the municipal tax cap $800,000, or $5.10 per $200,000 valuation. That money would largely go towards staffing the ambulance, and according to the administration, would not likely take effect until late 2011. Proposition 3, Anchorage Fire Service Area Fire Protection Bonds, proposes up to $1,150,000 in general obligation bonds for replacing two fire engine companies. The cost of Proposition 3 bonds is an estimated 62 cents per $200,000 of assessed valuation. Because these engines would go to stations already fully staffed, there is no operations and maintenance cost increase. Only property taxpayers living in the Anchorage Fire Service area, roughly the Anchorage Bowl and portions of Eagle River, would pay for the bonds. Proposition 4 is area-wide public transportation capital improvement bonds and requests $932,000 in bonds for anchor rides upgrades, major bus maintenance, and other transit service improvements. The property tax cost to retire the bond debt for Proposition 4 is estimated at 46 cents per $200,000 of assessed valuation, with operations and maintenance estimated at approximately 10 cents per $200,000. Property taxpayers throughout the municipality would pay for the bonds. The public transportation proposition attracts approximately four times its amount in matching federal funds. Proposition 5 is a land exchange linked to a road construction project in Proposition 1. The project involves 48th and Van Buren Streets and would move truck traffic away from ball fields, an elementary school, and the Spinard Recreation Center. Mayor Dan Sullivan endorsed the proposition in an address to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce.
We have to do a little bit of a land reconfiguration, and it requires a land swap, and it has to go to the voters because it involves municipal parkland. And any time you dispose of or alter or change municipal parkland, the voters get to weigh in on it. It's been approved, of course, by the Spinard Community Council, the school district, our Planning and Zoning Commission. There's no cost to the public or private sectors. It really is just one of the key elements in making this whole road project work.
The acreage exchanged is less than 3 acres of parkland for a nearly identical amount of private land. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.